Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Fall Film Festival season continues with the EU Film Festival showing free films from across Europe in Toronto at Spadina Theatre starting on the 14th. But this week, I'm looking at three family dramas. There's Black Siblings in Pittsburgh, Jewish Cousins in Warsaw, and an Irish dad with his five daughters in, well, Ireland. The Piano Lesson, directed by Malcolm Washington. It's 1936. Boy Willie, played by John David Washington, and his friend Lyman are driving north from Mississippi with a truckload of watermelons to visit his sister Bernice, played by Danielle Deadwyler, in Pittsburgh. She's living with their uncle Doker, played by Samuel L. Jackson. Once they sell the melons, Boy Willie plans to take his share of the profit, along with his savings, to purchase Sutter's Land. That's the same place where his great-grandparents were slaves and where he still toils the land as a sharecropper. This is his one chance to own it. But he'll only have enough money if he sells the family piano. That's why he's visiting Pittsburgh. But Bernice refuses to sell it. Why? She grew up playing that piano, and more to the point, it has their family's faces elegantly carved into the wood itself, dating back to pre-Civil War times. Besides, she says, that piano is haunted and the ghost is getting meaner. Meanwhile, various family members and friends, like a trickster and a preacher, are congregating at the house with different motives for being there. Can Boy Willie and Bernice come to terms about the piano, or will bad spirits, both supernatural and human, ruin everything first? The Piano Lesson is an excellent filmed version of playwright August Wilson's drama. Fine acting all around, with Danielle Deadwyler outstanding as Bernice. Now, plays and movies are two different things. Actors emote louder and move bigger on stage so everyone can see and hear them. And even the blocking and dialogue is different. Movies are no more real, but they're different. This Piano Lesson is very much a play, so I was a bit put off by its style until my brain started watching it as a play, not a movie, at which point I really liked it. Now, if you notice a lot of Washingtons here, it's no coincidence. Denzel Washington is the producer, and actor John David and director Malcolm are both sons of his. Denzel is committed to putting all 10 of August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle on the big screen to preserve crucial Black American culture. Witness Fences in 2016 and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in 2020. The Piano Lesson is a fine addition to this series. Should be watched. A Real Pain, written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg. Benji and David Kaplan are cousins in their 30s, as close as brothers, but totally different. Benji, played by Kieran Culkin, is loud, gregarious, obnoxious, and larger than life. He likes to raise a ruckus and mess things up. He lives alone in Binghamton, New York. David is shy, insecure, and withdrawn. He's married with a small kid and lives in Manhattan. He's in a constant state of dithering and worrying. That's just his personality. They're traveling together to Poland to explore their family's heritage. Their grandmother was Polish and also a Holocaust survivor. Benji was very close to her and devastated by her recent death, much more so than David. They're part of a small tour group, all Jewish, in Poland. Their guide, played by Will Sharp, is a nerdy English guy, very accommodating. Also on the tour are Marsha, played by Jennifer Grey, who suffers from intergenerational trauma. Eloge, played by Kurt Ejiwon, from Winnipeg, but originally from Rwanda, where he survived the Tutsi genocide. And a middle-class couple whose family immigrated from Poland generations ago, but want to see where they came from. We're Mayflower Jews, he says. So the journey takes in cultural and historical sites across Poland, but the closer they get to the concentration camp where their grandmother was imprisoned, the more agitated Benji gets. He slips into shouting diatribes and lectures, causing scenes within their group and in public places, to David's acute embarrassment. Can they both make it through the whole tour, or will one of them drop out? A Real Pain is a low-key social comedy, yes, a comedy, about the uncomfortable dynamics within a family. It's actually pretty funny. No slapstick or pratfalls, rather unexpected squirmy riffs on the two main characters' personalities, like Benji telling David his bare feet are gorgeous, making him stare at them for the rest of the trip. It's told in a series of clever vignettes over the course of the trip, all hovering over unvoiced feelings of personal and collective mourning. I'm always suspicious when actors play at directing, but this is no vanity pick. Eisenberg stays suitably subdued, letting Culkin go wild. I like this movie. Small Things Like These, directed by Tim Milans. It's winter in a small town in Ireland in the 1980s. Bill Furlong, played by Cillian Murphy, is a working man who scrubs coal dust off his hands and face each day, but he doesn't work at a coal mine. He has his own business, built from scratch, selling coal. His wife Eileen, played by Eileen Walsh, and his eldest daughter handle the finances. One day, he's making a delivery when he's alarmed to see a teenage girl being dragged, kicking and screaming, into a local convent. That's not right. She may be unmarried and pregnant, but why are they kidnapping that poor girl? So he steps inside to take a look. It's the Magdalene Laundries, a church organization that operates across Ireland to care for unwed mothers. They put the babies up for adoption, and the girls and young women are trained to work as industrial laundresses. But to Bill, it seems almost like a prison where the girls are treated horribly. And when one girl runs over to him, begging him to help her escape, he doesn't know what to do. The nuns quickly disabuse him of any notions he might have and rush him out the front door. But Bill has history. He was brought up in the same town by his own single mom, who chose to stay away from that convent. He was bullied as a child because of this, but he still remembers how his mother and her employer, an independently wealthy woman, defied the church. He feels he's got to do something for that girl, but the nuns have their fingers in every pie. The school, the government, even a client, they're even a client of his own business. So should he confront the cold-eyed Sister Mary, played by Emily Watson, who runs everything? Or should he just worry about his own family and pretend nothing's gone wrong? Small Things Like These is a deeply moving drama about families, moral dilemmas, and the checkered history of the Catholic Church in Ireland. This is the third such movie after The Magdalene Sisters and Philomena, but its repercussions are still very much alive. Cillian Murphy, you probably recognize him from Oppenheimer or Peaky Blinders. Once again, he pulls you into the character he plays. He rarely speaks in this one, but the emotion in his features will really affect you. So if you're looking for a real tearjerker, this is the one to watch. A Real Pain, Small Things Like These, and the Piano Lesson, all open in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.